This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning, welcome back. It still is the Morning Crossfire, 92.3. Nigeria Info, lose control by Teddy Swims is the awesomeness you just listened to. And what a blessing to have a song break into the Billboard Hot 100 from your debut studio album. The album is titled I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 1. It was released earlier this year, sometime around June. And that's a breakout song. The video has over 20 million views on YouTube. So the guy is onto something. It's 11 minutes past 8 a.m. on this truly terrific Thursday morning. And it's time to have our major conversation on Morning Crossfire. And it bothers on security. Yes, indeed. Security. That is the security of your life and your property. It's one of the many promises executive officials make heading into office. A governor or a president would very likely promise that he will guarantee the security of your life and property. And they do everything to ensure that they can deliver. At the federal level, we have the appointment of service chiefs. At the state level, there are, you know, security officials. Even though the Nigeria Police Force is a national entity, but there is security votes that the governors get. There are ministers in different sectors to ensure that you truly feel the dividends of this democracy, good governance. So, if there are problems with security, that means that those in position to provide solutions will have questions to answer. And at the national level, that will be our service chiefs. Now, the Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, has disclosed that prison warders help Boko Haram members move money around. Musa said the prison warders also help Boko Haram members carry out some of their criminal activities. He disclosed this during the sectoral debate with service chiefs organized by the House of Reps in Abuja on Tuesday. The service chiefs present included Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Tauri Lagbaja, Chief of Air Staff, Air Marshal Hassan Abubakar, Chief of Naval Staff, Vice Admiral Emmanuel Ogala, and the Inspector General of Police, Kayode Egbetokun. The House had rescheduled the meeting from last week after the security chiefs could not appear for the debate in person. Musa said, during the briefing, some Boko Haram members in the Northeast confessed to how from the prisons they could plan operations and pass funds to the field through the help of some prison warders. He said they passed funds across and we asked how. They told us they use some of the warders. So let's hear directly from the Chief of Defense Staff. Then you and I will have this conversation as to whether or not we're getting solutions to our many problems.
The issue of correctional facilities in the Northeast, when we were debriefing some of the arrested Boko Haram elements, so they were telling us how from the prisons they could plan operations out in the field. From the prisons, they plan operations. They pass funds across, and we said how they use some of the warders from there. We don't say all of them are bad, but they use some of them. They use their accounts to transfer money, and the deal is anybody's account who money is transferred to, they share 50-50. Those are the areas, those are the challenges we're having. And if you look at where we have the correctional facilities, they've all been occupied now. The Kuje facility, you have a school sharing wall with the prison yard in Ibadan. The marketplace is where Agodi is, where you pass to go to. So I think we need to really look at this as critical for us to have good control in these areas.
All right. So what's the story here? The service chiefs were invited to the House of Reps. They were supposed to be there last week. For some reason, they could not make it. I think they were going to send reps, and that was unacceptable, you know, to the House, which I completely support. So this week, they made an appearance. And the reason for that was, tell us what challenges you have in your various sectors. Why do we still have insecurity? What is the problem? And each of them gave a speech. The Inspector General of Police talked about, you know, the challenges they face in the police force. The Chief of Defense Staff, whose voice you just heard, also spoke about his own challenges. And everybody spoke. But something that really stuck and got a lot of reactions was when the Chief of Defence Staff said Boko Haram members plan operations from prison with the aid of prison warders. That's what got a lot of people talking. So we're going to have conversations around that. My guest this morning, my guest is Mr. Dennis Makri. He was the former deputy director of the DSS, and he is a security consultant. He joins me via the phone, I believe. Good morning, Mr. Makri. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
I understand there might be a few seconds delay. So I had spoken earlier before we connected about the statement of the Chief of Defence Staff stating that Boko Haram members plan operations from prison with the help of prison warders. The warders help them to move money and they are instrumental to their operations. I'm certain you are conversant with that headline. So straight to business, because you told me you don't have a lot of time. What is your take on that weighty claim by the Chief of Defence Staff?
I think the Chief of Defence Staff was spot on, because that is what we have been saying. The handling of terrorists in Nigeria, especially, of those who have surrendered and those who have been captured, has been a terrible one. They arrange for prison invasion, prison break. And then, of course, right now we're having the one about arranging for criminal activities happening outside the prison while they are still in prison. Cell phones are very, very common in Nigerian prisons. And if you pay, they will use it. You can use it to do anything you want to do. We've had situations where people inside the prison have used their cell phone to commit 419 crimes and stuff like that. So this Chief of Defence Staff is spot on what he has said.
Okay, so is this not an indictment on the Nigeria Correctional Service?
It's a big indictment on them, because in fact, when the Kuje prison happened, I was expecting some heads to roll. But Nigeria, this one knows this one, and this one knows this one, and this one calls a phone call. We have to be serious about this. We cannot continue to be playing games with security. Because these people actually even come out to go back, try to get bail, and then they come out and then go and attack people whose family they've killed before. So it's a big indictment, and I think it needs a strong restructuring, strong structural reform in the correctional services.
Now, Mr. Makri, the Nigeria Correctional Service is an agency of government. We're not talking about people from a different country, right? It is in the jurisdiction of Nigeria. If the members of the House of Rep invite service chiefs to come and state the challenges they face in tackling insecurity, and the Chief of Defence Staff is saying that terrorists connive with prison warders, and we're talking about an agency in Nigeria that is under the command, under the purview of the Chief Executive, why is it difficult to tackle it? Why does that excuse sound like something that cannot be handled?
It is not that it cannot be handled. I don't know if you've heard what they call political will. If the political will is not there because of so many extraneous reasons, then it will not happen. But if the leader, because it's a leadership problem, I can tell you that one. If the leader is very serious about this, he can stop it, he can nip it in the bud right away. I'm very happy that the Chief of Defence Staff is now expressing this to the legislators. And let us be very clear. Government is not just the executive. Government is also the legislature. And, of course, the judiciary. And the Chief of Defence Staff has even indicted the judiciary because they give bail to all these terrorists, and they go out, and in fact, like the chief of defense staff said it, before you enter your car, you know, they've already got bail and they are out. You know, that's a serious indictment. And they come around and they kill soldiers, they kill security servicemen. These people have families, you know, and they are working for the good of the nation. So it's a big one that arm of government, the judiciary itself, the legislators themselves have to wake up and deal with it. Because they are the ones that create laws, and those are the ones that, you know, even give the judgments that, you know, keep those people in detention or out of detention. So there is need, you know, for people to wake up at this time.
All right. Now, Mr. Makri, we have just 3 minutes left in the conversation. One of the things that the chief of defense staff said was that when the prison warders use the accounts to help forward money, they get a cut. He said up to the tune of 50%. Could we blame this on maybe the welfare package of prison warders? Could that also be a factor why they would allow, you know, the accounts to be used for such transactions?
Pay a prison warder 1 million naira a month, he will go ahead and do the things that he wants to do. Because the poverty level in Nigeria is very high. And, you know, one threat to national security, one big threat to national security is poverty, you know. And then, of course, corruption. So you find out that people are mainly over there trying to work for their pockets instead of working for the country. So it is something that, you know, when you want to look at it, you want to look at it holistically. You know, there's going to be reform. The president said when he's coming into power, the first statement he made was that there is going to be structural reforms, you know, and these structural reforms in the security sector, I think, needs to be, you know, given much attention, because we cannot continue like this. It's unsecured country, it's no country. Mm-hmm. And this is very, very important that we face it and deal with it.
All right, if you could just answer very briefly, hopefully in one statement, at this time with the available resources, how would you rate the efforts of the security agencies in tackling insecurity, particularly the service chiefs?
Well, the service chiefs are very, very serious. They've shown, because we've had service chiefs that were playing games with it too. But these service chiefs have come out to tell, this is the first time, you know, this chief of defense staff is coming out to frankly speaking to the legislatures.
All right.
Legislators. And I pray that they will take him very, very seriously and pursue it to a logical conclusion.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Makri, for making the time. I understand how tight of a schedule, how difficult it was for you to join us, but we appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. All right, the words and voice there of Mr. Dennis Makri, the former deputy director of DSS and security consultant, telling us that he agrees with the position of the service chiefs, and it's not an excuse but a valid reason. After the break, you and I will talk about how you would rate the effort to tackle insecurity, what you make of the statement by the chief of defense staff, and I'll be telling you what other service chiefs said on the floor of the house. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed it is. Welcome back. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu, and our conversation for this hour is about the claim by the Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, that Boko Haram planned operations from prison with the aid of prison warders. That's the conversation. Now let's look at the idea, the concepts, and the group known as Boko Haram. The group started in 2002. That tells you it's an over two-decade-old organization. But they started their attacks in 2009. And as of today, it's 14 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days since Nigeria has been fighting the Boko Haram menace. Prison breaks, attacking of schools, and terror by design and definition. So naturally, that group would be on the priority list of every executive, every president. If you're talking the business of security as a president of Nigeria, through different administrations, of course, you have to think and talk Boko Haram, because we very much likely like to do away with it. Now, every group of service chiefs, of course, have been asked this question. What is the problem? How can you tackle? When they are appointed, they were hoping that they will be the ones to drive this group away. And so the service chiefs we have now were invited by the House of Reps to come over and engage. Let's have conversations. What's going on? What are the challenges you're facing? And when they appeared, well, they were invited last week. They could not make an appearance. So this week, they made that appearance. As a matter of fact, on Tuesday, a lot of them gave speeches. They stepped onto the podium. Oh, this is what I'm facing. The police guy came and spoke. Oh, this is why we cannot really function as we should. But when the Chief of Defense Staff, General Christopher Musa, spoke, that one made headlines. Because he said that prison warders help Boko Haram members move money around. Now we're talking about Boko Haram members who are in prison. That even while incarcerated, they still operate, they still function. Musa said the prison warders help the members carry out some of their criminal activities. He disclosed this during the sectoral debate with service chiefs organized by the House of Reps in Abuja. The House of Reps has rescheduled the meeting from last week after the chiefs did not appear. Musa said during the briefing, some Boko Haram members in the Northeast confessed to how from prisons they could plan operations and pass funds to the field through the help of some of the warders. They pass funds across and we asked them how. They told us they use some of the warders. These were his words. And when we're done with that, I'll hear from you what you make about these claims.
The issue of correctional facilities. In the Northeast, when we were debriefing some of the arrested Boko Haram elements, so they were telling us how from the prisons they could plan operations out in the field. From the prisons, they plan operations. They pass funds across. And we said how. They use some of the warders from there. We don't say all of them are bad, but they use some of them. They use their accounts to transfer money. And the deal is anybody's account who money is transferred to, they share 50-50. Those are the areas, those are the challenges we're having. And if you look at where we have the correctional facilities, they've all been occupied now. The Kuje facility, you have a school sharing wall with the prison yard in Ibadan. The marketplace is where Agodi is, where you pass to go to. So I think we need to really look at this as critical for us to have good control in these areas.
Okay, so the question is not whether or not you think he's telling the truth. In this position, with this particular issue, I don't think he has any reason to lie. And even if the Chief of Defense Staff decides to lie, this would not be the lie he would tell. There have been investigations into the Correctional Service, the Nigeria Correctional Service, and some of the things that have been reported. Some journalists have, you know, there was a famous report by an investigative journalist, and some of the revelations shocked many Nigerians. So if they could do some of the things that were in that report, helping Boko Haram members to move money and helping with their operations, it doesn't seem like what cannot be done based on the image. But the big question is, does this sound like a valid reason or an excuse? One of the reactions I saw yesterday, someone said people who are supposed to provide solutions are giving excuses. Now, why do I say this? If the Chief of Defense Staff says, we have asked some Boko Haram members, they have told us that they work with the warders, my next question will be, so what did you do after that? Because in my opinion, I may not understand, you know, the operations, rules of engagement. The natural thing to do would be to follow up on that because it is now an investigation. The people you caught say, we work with the warders. I would ask, who are these warders? Where are they? I would not expect, and this is Samora Kuchinedu speaking, so my personal opinion, that when I am called to the House of Reps, I will still list that as a problem. But again, I may be wrong. 0817923002. 0817923003. WhatsApp is 080-903-06-416. We're live on Facebook and Twitter. You can watch as you listen. So please drop your comments on those platforms. We have a few comments right here. I'll be taking the ones from Facebook. This one is from Stanley Rentals. He said, good morning to you. You're watching live from... All right, thank you, Stanley. And Ogochukwu Shedden is stating his displeasure and disappointment with our country, Nigeria. George Akani says, if we hear people do illicit drugs in Nigerian prisons, why can't the claim of the CDS be possible? The government should urgently increase the wages of those prison officers and warders, not ignoring the junior ones. Because these guys may be enticed with money. Charles calls from Rumokoro. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning, Samara.
Good morning.
Yeah, on the issue of the statement being credited to Nigerian correctional centers, you see, all these people are complicit in this whole act. You understand? The Nigerian Army, the DSS, the police, everybody is complicit in this act. Now, come to think of it, this Boko Haram that has been fought for like 4 years and how many months now, like rightly said in your studio, how many are these Boko Haram members? How many are they? You understand? So we have an issue in this country of security. There nobody wants to be blamed. Rather, you're looking for a way to shift blame from one person to another. You understand? Shifting blame from one person to another. This whole person, all of them, they are all part of this same Boko Haram issue of a thing.
No. Hold on. Again, while expressing your views, however you feel, you have to watch how you express it on platforms such as this. Now, saying one or two persons are complicit, I might understand the motivation, but saying so-and-so is a part when it has not been proven yet, that is not radio-worthy expressions.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I know you can remember about some Boko Haram members that have been arrested that has also confessed their synergy with some military officials, including the police as well too. We have some of them sell guns to them and so many of them, all these whole issues. There's no consequences to these offenses. That's why you see most of these paraskatas are trying to shift blame to one another.
All right.
So that was my simple take.
Yeah, thank you, Charles. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, right? There have been people caught and say, oh, we connive with this agency, we did this with that. And while I'm not arguing, right, stating that the military, the police, everybody is involved, that's where I'm coming from. If and when we have to do this, we'll have to relate to a particular time where it was proven. That's where I'm coming from. Substantiating claims. Victor from Owerri, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my issue is that people that are sponsoring this local Haram, there are people that are sponsoring because they cannot have such a huge amount in their custody. And they are getting money. So there are people in the government that are focused on the right to know those people. Just like what happened here in Imo State, when the sitting governor said that he's going to do anything that he's putting in Imo State, he said he's suspicious. So this blank statement that people will come on that we can't be able to blame people
I apologize, Victor. There was a problem with the reception there. Igwe from Omaku, I've lost that call. Walter calls from Rupoku. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, my brother Orako.
Morning. Please turn off your radio.
Yes. The chief of staff have said. And that was the information he gathered.
Walter, please turn off your
I
radio.
I don't think... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that he can come on air and start to say what he has not, information he has not gathered and the fact that is not true. So, but my concern is this Boko Haram and the allegation now that they did all these things through the orders. So, I want to ask this Boko Haram, those of them that they have arrested, are they in at a particular place or they are in different zones, correctional zones? I want to ask. Because the man you interviewed before said, even if they are paid 1 million naira, they will still do the same thing. I heard him say so. So if all these Boko Haram are in a correctional center, maybe in one place, those workers there should be arrested and prosecuted.
Okay.
That's my own take, my brother.
All right, thank you very much. Charles calls from Bonny Island. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Arako.
Good morning.
Arako, did you remember when government, the federal government, they don't want to shame the Boko Haram sponsors? Did you remember when Mama Taraba was naming people in government that sponsor Boko Haram? So do the people in government know all these things? They should stop fooling us. They know what is happening. They are making money from it. Nobody cares how people die. What they care about is how to make money. The chief of staff that is saying this thing today, did they employ him today in the military? So everybody is just cashing out as far as this country is concerned. Those people in charge of security and federal government, they are just cashing out. I have a friend that is in prison yard, Port Harcourt here. People used to call him and he give instruction and the rest of it. He's still in the prison, but he received calls. So the whole system is something else. Until we decide to change the system will not change for us.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Charles. Igwe calls from Mamako. Good morning, Igwe. Oh my, I lost that call again. David from Yenagoa, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sam.
Good morning, David.
I think, in my humble opinion, the CDS, the chief of staff, has said it all. And I want to absolutely agree with him that these kinds of atrocities take place in our correctional facility. It now tells you that proper vetting, as a matter of fact, is not carried out while recruiting men and women of the correctional services. The CDS, too, I hope, is not also oblivious of the fact that men of the Nigerian Army, the military, too, also move arms to these people, also position arms for these same insurgents, terrorists, or Boko Haram, we'll call them. So for me, we really need to do a proper systematic check of the people we are recruiting to the service.
All right. Thank you very much. Oracle, many prison warders are criminals. When my SCG officials were detained during Aluta campus days, warders were the illicit drug dealers supplying inmates in prison. That's from Dole. And Fidelis says, until federal government is sincere in this fight against insurgency, Boko Haram, the problem will continue. Fidelis Elemua. AJ from Rumwasi, about this matter of using prison warders to carry out operations, the account statement of this prison warder should be investigated to fish out the bad eggs. Thank you. Urapa Nestle. The security chiefs have no excuse. The security of lives and properties of Nigerians is vested in their hands. All they need to do is put more effort to combat insecurity. No excuse is reasonable. I'll take one call and then go to what the other chiefs said. Chijoke from Rumokrushi, good morning.
Good morning, Sam Oracle.
Good morning.
This is a very, very interesting topic we are discussing this morning. Yeah, we know very well that Boko Haram is a million, even if not $1 million, let me say a trillion dollar industry in Nigeria. You see, until we deal with this issue of the opaque nature of the security votes given to our administrators, I don't think we will see the end of this Boko Haram insurgency. Because someone already pointed out that it is the way that people in governance make money. And you know one thing with this is that this money circulates. So it's not just as if it is the people in governance, the security agencies, the criminals on the road. Now you are hearing of prison warders being complicit as well. But so it is something that is already endemic in our system. It is like a cancer. And without the proper leadership in the system, there is nothing you can do about Boko Haram. You know, chief after chief of defense staff, of army staff, have stepped up in this country, and they ended up being multi-billionaires, having properties in different places, which have been documented, reported. How are they making that money? With a holistic approach to this problem, if not, this thing will never, ever go away.
All right. Thank you, Chidoke. Okay.
So that's my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you. So the political will is what is required. That was a position my guest held as well. Now, the reactions, and I literally had to take this comment exactly as it was stated. The people who are supposed to provide solutions are giving excuses. It depends on how you want to look at it. House of Rep members call them. What are the challenges in your sector? And they stated those challenges. You can decide if what you have heard sounds like a reason or an excuse. But I have reservations about this particular challenge. Let me give an example. Let's say you leave the house as the man of the house, the head of the home. You come back and you expect that there is lunch or dinner, depending on when you come back. But there's nothing. And you ask your wife, why is there no food? She says, gas has finished. And she didn't have money to refill the cylinder. That reason, for me, seems valid enough. Because there's no way she can cook. So maybe I can understand. But if she says, oh, I could not light the gas cooker because the lighter or the matches was not working, I will have problems with that. Because I would expect that she goes out to buy another lighter or another matches. If there is gas in the cylinder, if the cooker is working, the problem is we cannot get fire to light the cooker. It doesn't seem like a problem that is heavy enough to starve me. So where am I going with this? Are the prison warders conniving with Boko Haram members? Well, the CDS has said it. It doesn't seem like it's false. Is that enough to be used as an excuse? The answer to that question might be different. But in my opinion, if you've asked Boko Haram members and they have listed, oh, we work with prison warders, did you take the investigation further? I don't think that should have, you know, made the House of Reps as a challenge. Again, personal opinion. But very quickly, let me go through what others said. The Chief of Defense Staff, of course, talked about the prison warders issue. He also said dollar rate has hampered the purchase of relevant equipment needed to fight insecurity. He faulted the judiciary, adding that some terrorists found wanting had not been prosecuted. The Chief of Air Staff said the rising cost of aviation fuel and introduction of surcharges, the situation continues to worsen, with the cost of Jet A1 fluctuating at 1,150 naira per litre against the budgeted 360 naira per litre. Delays in release of funds for procurement, noting that about 85% of Nigeria Air Force capital budget is for procuring military hardware. So the inflation is also affecting the fight against insecurity. The Inspector General of Police says police were operating in a very difficult environment with inadequate manpower. Said we didn't have enough police officers, which of course is a fact. He said he met a battered force. He also said the training of the police is inadequate. The welfare of personnel is nothing to write home about. So they all stated their problems. Let's see what the House of Rep members, the National Assembly, and those who have the power and influence to make a change will do about it. But we're hoping that you and I are seeing the very last days of Boko Haram. Fingers crossed. We are really hoping. Thanks for being a part of the show. This is As Far As We Can Fly. Connect with us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms, with me at Sparkling Oracle on all platforms as well. Have a wonderful day.